continuing the point that you wanted to make, sorry, this is on the morning of the 8th of March 1978, the 8th of April, rather, 1978, I should have said. Dermot remarks of his, in his, on page 676 of his concluding passages on Frege, that it is in general the case that a theory which is logically prior to another is in part tested and corrected by observing its consequences in the dependent theory. Well, we do not have to approach questions only in the order of logical priority, but that is no reason for denying that there is such an order. We certainly, in our attempts to solve conceptual problems, we need to recognise in what direction the theoretical dependence that may obtain between them runs. And insofar as it presents us with an extremely attractive notion of the way in which the notion of issues of conceptual priority and dependence and conceptual change, the kind of clarifications of the limits of the kind of corrigibility, for instance, which we encounter in the conceptual structure of the descriptive language employed in the informal interpretation of scientific theory, and the kind of conceptual breakdown that we can conceive of as occurring, and the significance of this for the function of models as informal ontological hypotheses, and our understanding of the way in which models function as informal ontological hypotheses, and how this is related, how the conceptual set of tightly integrated conceptual categories for grasping the world, which is supposed to theoretical worldview argued by Hooker to be the fundamental unit in science, how this is related to the relations of the of entailment, the model theoretic apparatus that we have for formalizing the semantic relations of logical concept theories, and how this is related to a qualitative apprehension of here, which good one is that that there is some sort of qualitative apprehension of the kind of structure with which we are dealing, of the significance of what kind of structure with which we're dealing at the level at which the conceptual structure of the scriptural language is putatively did with the. So you see the various remarks which Hooker makes in this connection about the relationship of conceptual structure and the descriptive language and the structure of the mathematical formalism, relations of the various kinds of structures of the mathematical formalism, and the relationship between our perspective, the function of heuristic component of natural mathematical theories discussed in Castorway, and the principal coherence of ontology, in which provides the intuitive model for the kind of structure and level of informal ontological hypothesis, provides the regulative ideal, regulative principle in which the question, see the remarks about metaphysic higher order, metaphysical, broad metaphysical structures, broad conceptual structures, which putatively underlie theorizing it in fundamental scientific theories argued for by Hooker, and would reject that view. Compare the also to set in Wang's papers as opposed to Quine's remarks, and compare Mabry and what has to say about soporific structure, and compare Lorvere in detail, and particularly one or two remarks you want to make about Lorvere. But to return to the concluding remarks by Frege, it does seem to me that he remarks that the question the questions investigated, the genetic questions, rationalist epistemology and the empiricist conception of as involved with the question how is it what does the structure of the world have to be like that we should be capable of grasping the thoughts which we do know in fact grasp, how different might our experience have been, and the question it may well be of interest to inquire into this in more detail, try and discover what features of our experience or of our cognitive constitution are essential to our coming to grasp the concepts that we do in fact grasp. But this question, so far from being our only means of an analysis of our concepts, must wait upon such an analysis. If it were impossible to say in what the possession of certain concepts consisted, then there could hardly be a start to the inquiry by what means it was acquired, as we could not say what it was that was being acquired, i.e. what constituted a term to the process of acquisition. This strongly suggests that, as does Dummett's remarks, a number of Dummett's remarks about pure abstract objects and the patently his commitment to the incorrigibility of certain fundamental mathematical notions. It certainly suggests that he doesn't think that we could come to grasp whatever the facility that we show in being able to grasp completely novel conceptual features and descriptive language. He certainly doesn't believe that we, at a certain level, that's to say a certain stock of concepts, possession of which we can say in what the possession of certain concepts consists. And we say that we must have these incorrigible and unmodified in order to be able to grasp the kinds of higher order concepts, kind of unpacking, for instance, of the definitions of the kinds of structure in mathematical theories, following on which we can say, as for instance in the case of surreals, the sort of hyperfunctions, that the initial worry which we'd had about the connection between way of grasping, following on which we didn't have the problem which seemed to be involved with principle of coherence of ontology, the kind of structure, a qualitative distinction, the kind of structure involved in coming to grasp, coming to have the conception of the domain, conception of the structure of the domain, as directly related to the principle of coherence of the ontology of the theory, in the sense which atomistic and plenum ontologies putatively opposed. It's not in fact involved, but that what is involved was simply the notion of surreal And he goes on to remark that if it is possible to say what the possession of a particular concept consists, it must be possible to describe this independently of the root taken to possession of the concept. And therefore he wants to say that there is a conceptual necessity, there is neither conceptually necessary conceptually necessary yes, sorry, that there is a kind of conceptual necessity which accompanies a particular notion of functional correspondence. And the idea that this reflects the kind of ontology that we make for the world. Certainly, that some of the ontologies that have been traditionally postulated, certainly we can't accept. We can't accept that we could come to, as it were, grasp in the way that
grace.
That we could show ourselves capable of being simply the sort of concepts, rather the as it were, principles of construction of a mathematical system of the kind mentioned by Graves in his remarks about men's interdependence, which directly reflected the principle of coherence of that ontology. On a particular view of the possible kind of conceptual break which we must envisage in the context of some views on the kind of quadrupleity which is displayed by mathematical structures of our conception of what is mathematically possible structure. See the remarks about global local structure in Putnam's remarks, compare pre-geometry, but it does seem a very, there is a, well, one of the reasons for our sort of sense of unease with the relationship between this question which Frege discusses on page 677, that the possibility it is, if it is possible to say in what the possession of concept consists, it must be possible to describe this independently of the route taken to possession of the concept. Some of Hocker's remarks about revisability of numerical concepts, most fundamental numerical concepts, in the certainly seen from the point of view of the Fregean conception of his very last period of making geometry the foundation of all mathematical knowledge, a particular sort of geometrical intuition, geometrical conception, certainly very congenial to somebody like Lord Vere, who perhaps might be viewed as carrying through something in this program, in particular the sort of generalization that's necessary to deal with the functions, the formal conception of which can be viewed as providing the basis for the study of, said, continuously varying structures, or structures in real which must, can be viewed as consisting of not of domain of variation and succession of fixed structures, one for each point, as it were, in the domain of variation, but the which is where the global structural domain is somehow involved with the kinds of variation. The question about the notion of a relation, form of relation between the ranges of values of the variables and values which can be assumed by the variables in question as forming the domain of variation. Which from the geometrical point of view is so far separated, talking purely intuitively, viewing the whole question of geometrical figure now consider, for instance, the harmful question about splitting and merging, that whether the our conception of individuality in the sense of discussed by Kant in Manley Thompson isn't in some function of perhaps of our cognitive constitution and having are being able to say what a particular concept, or across a particular concept consists, are being in a position to say in what across a particular concept consists. Does not necessarily tell us about the absolutely necessary as limiting form of the world of the kind discussed PM and Nagel in Castongue, because it may be itself subject to emendation, may come to be viewed as it were the limit of the concept as a concept which we are grasp of, which regardless of what is, as it were, epistemologically or historically prior, comes to be viewed as expressing the as it were, the structure arrived at by in the limit of the application of some as it were, a special, as a restricted version or a restricted instance, or is instance of some other kind of structure restricted to some particular domain of variation, or rather the kind of structure question about this whole question about the domain of variation considered intuitively as involving putatively certainly as regards the question about the relationship of the global and the local structure of space and time, and the question about resolution of structure out of under sufficiently extreme conditions in a way which suggests perhaps a sort of a notion of enfolded order of the kind touched on, discussed in Berne. Look at this in detail. We might very well want to say that see, for instance, well, this notion of this appeal, renewed appeal to some sort of spatial intuition of the kind touched on in Lovere. See how you get around that in the case of the surreal numbers, one side hyperfunctions and other instances. And the argument that we must have grasp on the notion of functional correspondence, that this is absolutely fundamental. And the question about how the kinds of variation in structure dealt with in or grasped was where, as it were, unpacking the level of the relations between the our grasp of the way that the conceptual structure of the descriptive language of the theory of one theory is related to that of another, and so far as the as regards the ontology and the principle of intelligibility of the ontology, which is implicitly invoked, and see the remarks in Berne and go into this in great detail, particularly about in folded order and the kind of the notion of a mean algebra, sort of meaning of a terms of algebra as viewed in by Berne, reject this. But to go back to what you're going to say earlier on, one way of viewing Hocker's program is to view him as it were, turning his back on, and also some of the things which Putnam says about corrigibility of certain concepts of such in possession of which we can say, of which we can say that our possession of the concept consists in our since the position of the concept of functional correspondence as being worse word conceptually necessary as a conceptually necessary feature of any gospel understand and is depending in the first place on having the pranayama of the kind of one-to-one function correspondence, kind of the principle of counting, the kind discussed by Geech, that seems to meditate against the view of Hooker that we could perfectly well have. He wants to go, let's discuss later on how the concepts, how the actual mathematical structures would be involved, which would be involved, the sort of mathematical structures over which we'd have to quantify and defining, well, for instance, non-standard reals, so, defining the kind of continuity of the transition of the kind of continuity involved, the way in which we would make explicit the kind of structure which we intuitively regard the models the object in this case the plenum itself as possessing as this business about qualitative reinstantiation, disappearance, and systematic disappearance and reinstantiation of properties of sources as discussed loosely in Hooker. Anyway, the point that we can view sort of Hooker and Putnam, for instance, is perhaps to see the remarks about Quine and Putnam in Dummett's book as to some extent on this authorities outlined in the last chapter on Frege, and is certainly trying to make a case for the viewpoint that conceptual scheme possesses a sort of elasticity, but there is nothing in, there's no concept where, for instance, that there is a fundamental opposition between the set of tightly integrated conceptual categories for grasping the world, one scheme as against another, such that we can say that we can certainly say in what possession of a certain concept consists, but that we must be in possession of this particular concept, where this concept is viewed as tied to one particular scheme, one principal coherence of ontology, in order to define the relations between any sort of structure occurring in mathematics, all structure of the kind encountered in mathematics as defined by the set of fundamental relations of the kind discussed in Mabry. Certainly not appear from some of Hooker's remarks to be viewed as peculiar to us, connected with particular principal coherence of ontology of a kind which we might conceivably regard as corrigible in the light of some the kind of considerations which transcend the scope of existing set theoretical foundations, arguably, which require for their correct valuation, correct formulation of the ways in which they are related to the structure of the mathematical formalism of the covered theory, which is it reflects the conceptual structure of that theory. Correct evaluation requires formulation which goes outside the scope of existing set theoretical foundations. We might think that it would be then be congenial to the light of that program to bring in category theory, but of course it doesn't work at all. And you're going to go out to a way to show where Lorvier is wrong and the sort of remarks which he makes, just what's wrong with his program, and shoot down the business about Sato hyperfunctions and surreals and so on. But you want to say rather more about the notion. object in Frege, and the kind of corrigibility which certain kinds of mathematical structures envisage as possessing.
Well, you're now concerned with... this tape is made on the evening of the 8th of April 1978 at 8:30 in the evening, so it's made about 18 and a half, 19 hours after the previous recordings on this part of this tape. I will start off by saying that, of course, it's not a question of mathematical structures envisaged as possessing corrigibility, rather a particular conception of the fundamental of the kind of structure with which mathematics investigates, a particular conception of the kind of structure investigated as putatively possessing corrigibility in the light of the view of at least some of the views that apparently put forward by Putnam, particular conception of abstract form, for instance, the kind discussed in Mayberry's article, particular the kind of corrigibility that one might come to think of, our conception of the kind of structure which we investigate in mathematics as possessing, but which in fact it doesn't possess. The whole point that you're going to make is precisely that, the fundamental notions touched in Mayberry, his remarks, which are involved in the investigation of any kind of mathematical structure, and which are which do indeed indicate that mathematics has a foundation in this sense, and you're reacting against the notion of superconstructibility, the status of constructibility of mathematical objects or structures. Incidentally, everything that Moshe Markova had to say about the about topics in the philosophy of mathematics in that paper of his given at Chelsea. Transcribe that and see what you can make of that. Amongst the topics which I've been turning over in my mind and which I wanted to investigate at length in the course of the main body of the thesis, I want to recall the notes on Castonguay on meaning and existence in mathematics, and particularly the way in which the kind of corrigibility envisaged, which is supposed to be envisaged, and the kind of relationship perhaps between the sort of structure with which we deal, which is putatively the object of investigation, the faculty of this intuition of abstract form, particular kinds of abstract forms reflecting view on the way that the most fundamental notions of order, fundamental conceptions of order, kinds of order exhibited by the world, the way in which reality itself is viewed as articulated. Particularly, see the remarks from the book by Steen about linearity and the direct question about the kind raised in Gray's direct query, which we might attempt to raise about the relationship of global and local structure, and the significance of a closed global topology for time, and the foundations, axiomatic foundations of topology itself, as involved with the definition of the notion of neighborhood. Definition of point set topology and combinatorial topology is completely removed from any consideration about the relationship between conceptions of order principles of coherence of ontology is reflected in our most fundamental conceptions of order, and the kind that, vis-à-vis some notion of abstract form, we might consider were involved in our relationship but the significance there as well, ontological conceptual significance of linear as against non-linear structure of the kind suggested by postulated in some of the remarks that Graves makes, and that this is something which just won't work at all. There's a particular research program which half formulated, which seems to be involved in some of the things that Lorvier says, but it just doesn't stand serious examination if we're going to go on and investigate this in some detail. But amongst the topics that you're turning over in your mind that you wanted to tackle this evening, first of all, the remarks about relational doctrines of space and time, as discussed in the article by Hooker in the British Journal for the Philosophy of Science of May 1971, and tie that in directly with what with GB. And the questions about cardinality of the domains with which we deal in, and the question whether our metaphysical conception of individuality is not in some way, whether, for instance, the Leibnizian conception of the identity, the criteria of identity of mathematical structures we envisage. There's a particular remark, for instance, which Hooker makes about the status of the principle of identity and discernibles as following on a logical reconstruction of a particular metaphysical conception of the notion of individuality, where that our notions of identity and difference are in fact already embodied in some sort of structural metaphysics. If this were so, then the view which we have investigated, it doesn't seem to me that he makes at all clear just what the relationship between the somewhere level, the significance of the principle of the identity of indiscernibles, and this prior metaphysical conception, metaphysical grasp of notion of individuality as it were part of a complete system of some tightly integrated system of conceptual structure for grasping the world of the kind which, as it were, stands in a particular tradition as subject potentially to a sort of revision of the kind that's, or at any rate, which is one of putatively or alternative, several alternatives of structural metaphysics, also a fundamental underlying metaphysics of the kind which it said is embodied in or reflected in correlative conceptual structures and correlative mathematical structures. The idea of the sort of a qualitative characterization of the kind of structure with which which is embodied in particular mathematical structure. This again crops up again and again in Hooker, particularly when he talks about the vectorial, as opposed to say theoretic character of the most common model of sort of phase spaces. This is being significant for our grasp of the conceptual structure of the descriptive language and our grasp of the principle of coherence of the ontology, and that we can informally elucidate informally and via see the remarks that Byrne makes, best remarks about the ways in which we should try and elucidate or grasp, see some of our early tapes, the ways in which we should attempt to grasp the alternative principles of coherence, the ontology, the fundamental conceptions of order, and the way in which those are, as it were, opposed to one another. That if one has this conception of the prince of a metaphysical notion of individuality is lying deeper than that, the identity of indiscernibles. Whereas and the Leibnizian conception of identity certainly being that which is required on the Platonistic conception of mathematics for our mathematical structures. And then since we need a notion of, as it were, plurality, bare plurality of location, and this notion, as it were, of bare plurality of location as not reflecting the linearity, the conception we're dealing now with, and see the remarks which Dummett makes at the end of his book on Frege on page 676-677 about conceptions of meaning and fundamental sort of the pure abstract objects are being able to say what our grasp of a particular concept consists in terms of giving truth conditions to the application of this particular concept. The ways in which our conceptual grasp on the sort of tightly interconnected set, tightly interlocking set of conceptual categories for grasping the world, as it might go, might desert us. The ways in which and this is the great danger, of course, we jump at the regulative ideals, stroke broad, the broad metaphysical schemes, amputative or derived from idealistic metaphysics, completely a faulty conception of the kind of opposition of kinds of structure, principle appearance of structure, principle appearance ontology that we can make clear in terms of, as it were, a prior first philosophy. And we, as it were, reject the this notion of the significance of structure, particular qualitative character of the kind of structure dealt with in the structure arising in the mathematical forms of the theory. This notion of, as it were, correlative broad mathematical structure, and especially as the as it might ostensibly involve our having to transcend the scope of existing theoretical foundations of analysis of the relationships between different mathematical formalisms, as and look at the significance of directly in terms of the alternative conceptions of the domains, the most fundamental kind notion of order involved in the conception, in some informal sense of conception of the domain, that as it were reveals the significance of conception of the domain as in some sense a totality, a well-defined totality of objects of the kind discussed in Dummett, and so touched on, for instance, in by Husserl in the footnote in GB, the notion of the idea of the identity of mathematical structures as a Leibnizian conception of identity. The idea of it as being of it as involving as touching on this notion of broad correlative mathematical structures, which accompany particularly the broad conceptual structures through the history of science and the development of science, and the principles of those were ontological questions of, arising directly, the question of what is the most fundamental general structure of the world, the question that Einstein asked, and particularly the vision that Einstein had, the particular heuristic involved in the monistic conception of Einstein's theory. Question whether we can make intelligible to ourselves the opposition between that kind of conception of the domain, the ontological significance of that kind of conception of the domain, see the various attempts by Harris and others to make it clear what's at stake here, and Anyway, you wanted to go on and say, you know, you can see quite clearly that the, if we view the sort of mathematical, the relationship between mathematical structures as purely involving purely Leibnizian conception of identity, the kind discussed by IMH in that article in the Bristol Logic Conference. Yeah. Certainly not as opposed to the connection in the context of the heuristics of natural mathematical theories of the kind discussed in the in Castongue. Grasp of the light of the notion of abstract, the most general possible abstract form of structure as reflecting the quick conception of the domain, as involving in particular also the notion of the applicability of having a sort of truth grasp truth conditions for the applicability of predicates, which are of course is arguable if we view these as embedded as where the possible semantics is reflecting the coherence of algebraic model of the coherence, kind of coherence of existing predicate stock of our theory, the kind of incoherence, the way in which we could, as it were, view the conceptual grasp of the stock of, well, see the popular remark about conceptual categories for grasping the world, the way in which we could view that as breaking down, the way in which it is indeed viewed as breaking down, not as breaking down, but as it were being transcended from the point of view of the conceptual structure of the descriptive language, the ways in which the conceptual grasp on the particular, well, the conditions for the applicability of particular concepts in their ontological significance, as vis-a-vis ontological significance, the kind of ontology, informal ontology of the model of the theory viewed as an informal ontological hypothesis, the way that we view that is transcended in the context of particular, into theoretical explanation of the kind that is involved with a clarification of reasons of why the content of reduced theory of covered theory is not in fact realized. It may be the reason it's not in fact realized in the form in which the ontology of the putative ontology of the of that of the models of that theory viewed as informal ontological hypotheses was thought of as providing us with at the level of the way that the conceptual structures of the descriptive languages go together and the accompanying ontology principles of coherence of the ontology, the way that from other kinds of structure we're discussing now at the level of the conceptual structure of the descriptive language. See the remarks in Hagedorn about this, rather than the relationship between the mathematical formalisms. Obviously, we're not. We can view here as something. Well, it may be. Certainly, but conceptual structures accompanying broad mathematical structures in any the second message. Hooker, but it may be a question of the applicability of particular mathematical theory, perfectly well defined within pure mathematics, turns out to become rather unmanageable, to produce rather unmanageable mathematical models in the context of its application to this particular generically modelled, already as it were conceptualised in the light of isolation of particular parameters and parameterization, in the sense of parameterization in the context of generic models, a particular generic model of the kind of phenomenon with which one's dealing. We have a particular existence, perhaps, in the case of gauge theories of the discussion. Well, no, that's not a good example. You've got a particularly good example in the case of catastrophe theory, the theory of ordinary differential equations, partial differential equations, used in the modelling of phenomena which involve. And here the key idiom is phenomena which involve, and then follows some characterization in general terms of the kind of the broad features, generically conceived, generically modelled features of phenomena, of generalistic classes of phenomena of this kind. And within such already isolated, and thus, as it were, conceptualized, where we're not concerned with the way in which, as it were, the conceptual structure functions as explanatory, the conceptualization of the phenomena in question is related in to the ontology of the theory in the as in way in which we're concerned with the way in which it's related to the ontology of the theory in the putatively ostensibly concerned with the way in which it's related to the ontology of the theory in the way in which we are in when Hooker discusses the relationship between the plenum and atomistic conceptions of reality, of plenum and atomistic conceptions of the world. We're rather concerned with the system as a dynamical system, as a mechanical system, with so many degrees of freedom. It might be infinitely many degrees of freedom. And that is something which is capable of being handled perfectly well with the existing mathematical techniques. We're not concerned in the case of the sort of parameterization of models such as to allow the application of particular mathematical techniques, see the papers on catastrophe theory, with questions about the way that a conceptualization of the of the phenomena significant from the point of view of the best sort of fundamental questions about consensus of presuppositions which enter, might arguably enter into the form of the mathematical expression, mathematical form of physical laws of the kinds discussed by Siegel. Well, you've gone way, way off the dirty, very big tangent here. What you were going to say was that you wanted to discuss, first of all, the article in BJPS by Hooker and use it directly in the context of questions about cardinality in the context of your essay, the GP essay, and also that you wanted to discuss directly the paper on quantifiers and sheaves in Lovere, 1970, and proceeding to the Nice Congress, and precisely where you thought sort of Lovere's ideas about variation of structure over rings of definition, as it were, more general conception. Although, what is more general in the fundamental notion of linear, of linearity, the fundamental notion of sequence? What you know, the metaphysical preconceptions or metaphysical predilections that seem to underlie Lovere's categorization of this, or description of the indication that he conceives of. The sort of structure and investigation here is in some sense more general, more basic or fundamental than that under investigation in general set theory. The tradition in which those remarks stand, we must get quite clear what it is and whether there's anything to it at all. And one of the, persuasive arguments against it being perhaps the role of feebly semi-separated spaces, the notion of having to have the notion of neighbourhoods as a separate, some fundamental absolutely fundamental notion of sort of separation, separateness of neighbourhoods, as in, so that, as were, the idea of a particular kind of structure as being involved in the definition of others. It's a kind that seems to be being touched on when you were talking rather earlier on this tape, a few minutes ago, perhaps about 5 minutes ago, that's involved in and the fundamental considerations in question seem to involve our having to try and conceive of the way that structure of any kind, of, including sort of structure of any dimensionality at all in the physical sense of dimensionality could arise on the basis of a structure which doesn't have any dimensionality. And the way in which that question, as it were, insofar as it might appear to be significant from the point of view of a monistic conception put forward by Berm, is in fact rejected completely. The discussion of pre-geometry in Wheeler, he opts for a statistical conception of pre-geometry, so that there isn't any question of a metaphysical conception of individuality as being involved here. Incidentally, way, way back before, when you were talking about the facility which the human mind shows for grasping completely new fundamental conception of order, recall that our notions of locality themselves, and those irreducible sort of intrinsic plurality of localities as sites of possible events, a notion of a possible event, are having completely clear conception of the notion of possible event. Of course, that model four, the intended interpretation of the axioms of point set topology in the context. The point set is providing us with a collection of extension viewed as providing us with the intended model, the expression in of course, the point is that we have, what Hooker's arguing is that we have a metaphysical conception of individuality as well, which accompanies broad conceptual descriptive schemes. The way in which we might view global, the structure even in the context of schema as discussed in Hooker as insufficiently global as not bringing out sufficiently the relationship of the dependence of local, the interrelations of local in some sense depending upon global structure. See the remarks about nonlinearity in Sachs and Graves and elsewhere. Faculty of discussed in Mabry's remarks about abstract form, we reject this, which indicates the sort of structure, the sort of relationship between properties conceived in intention, involving a conception of order, a fundamental notion of order, which is not, which is in a way embodied in the Leibnizian, in the conception of the domain. The conception of the domain as discussed in the conception of the domain discussed Dummett's remarks about Frege, idea which you did have at one time, significance of the Cartesian product, certainly as reflecting the operation of principal functional abstraction, which corresponds to the conception of towers of structure envisaged in ZF. Compare the sense in which we compare the remarks made in the remarks made about nonlinear structure and linear structure in Graves and Sachs and elsewhere, and the remarks about global and local structure and the idea of something which can also be put into collections with other entities of the same kind. Global is connected with global structure of the kind touched on when Hooker talks about the need for a more general, a more fundamental expression of the global character of plenum states. The question about linearity in time. Well, but you must reject this, see the reason that the Putnam advances for rejecting any such conception. Rather, we must accept the Leibnizian, purely Leibnizian character of the relationship between the identity of the mathematical structures involved in the following on which we define the relationships between the putative relations between the properties and the kind of coherence which we envisage the predicate stock as possessing. The remarks about the sort of coherence envisaged for the predicate stock as it is involved, was to be involved with the transcendence of particular laws, derivation of particular laws from as more deeper, more fundamental considerations. Compare the kind of derivation of the gravitational constant from the sort of considerations involved in the Sakharov derivation, which certainly wouldn't, certainly accept the ontology of the model, as it were, of that of which the gravitational constants as viewed in the Sakharov derivation is the measure. It involves replacement theses of the kind discussed in Berger, but not the constant as merging in the limit of some variation. Compare the notion of the constant introduced by Bohm in his discussions as it were, measuring independence of background structure. Insofar as mathematics related to physics on Bohm's conception, it viewed Cartesian product structures in some sense involving idealization, the existence of an absolute plurality, autonomous individuals, which we can apply to abstraction, formation of abstraction, or just more generally functional abstraction from ranges of values of variables. Form of relations between ranges of values of variables as not being ontologically significant in any way, as it is on this conception of the relationship between non-linear and linear structure.